there, welcome back to the AI Chronicles, the podcast that explores how artificial intelligence is reshaping everything we know and everything we thought we could trust. I am Chukwunon Somwodi, and today we're diving into the shadowy, slippery world of deepfakes. You know that viral video of Obama calling someone out? Or Tom Cruise doing a weird dance on TikTok? Yeah, it's not real. Well, it's real looking, but completely fake. Thanks to advances in AI, especially generative adversarial networks or GANNs, we can now create video and audio so realistic. Now, these aren't just fun social media tricks anymore. We're talking about entire faces, voices, emotions created with no human actor in sight. Sounds cool, right? Now imagine this. A fake video surfaces online, a politician confessing to crimes he never committed, a CEO announcing a fake resignation, a loved one begging for money through a voice message that sounds exactly like them. Now, it's not just cool, it's dangerous. The line between truth and fiction is blurring fast, and we are not ready. Social trust is built on what we see and hear. So if seeing is no longer believing, what happens to journalism, to justice, to democracy? And on a personal level, will we reach a point where we don't even trust video calls? But then it's not all dystopia. Researchers are developing deepfake detection tools, watermarks, and legal frameworks. Some AI companies are working to ensure transparency and traceability in generated content. But here's a kicker. As detection gets smarter, so do the fakes. It's a cat and mouse game, and the mice now write code. So what's the takeaway? In the age of AI, digital literacy is power. Don't believe everything you see. Question, verify, stay sharp. All right, this was the AI Chronicles. Next time, we're going into the mind, exploring how AI has been used to decode brainwaves. Until then, stay curious, stay aware, and don't fall for the face.